a lot of people say short-term prison sentences do not work, but I'm not sure they know what they mean by work.
This is John Thornhill. He's a magistrate, which means he volunteers to judge cases in magistrates' courts. 95% of criminal cases in England and Wales are heard by magistrates. John Thornhill is concerned that sending people to prison for minor offences doesn't solve any problems.
As sentencers, we've got to deal with the five purposes of sentencing under the 2003 Criminal Justice Act, one of which is punishment. So deprivation of liberty is a punishment. I think we can find other ways of achieving the same results.
John Thornhill took part in a project run by the campaign group Make Justice Work, looking at whether short-term sentences are actually effective. Along with a group of other influential people from the world of prisons and justice, he visited several community sentence projects to look at new ideas for helping people to turn their backs on crime. Javed Khan was also part of this group.
I'm the chief executive of Victim Support, so naturally I'm interested on behalf of victims to make sure that justice is done, because that's what victims want first and foremost. And secondly, and just as importantly on behalf of victims, what they want is they want offenders not to re-offend.
So what do these alternatives to prison look like? Dame Anne Owers used to be in charge of prison inspections. It was her job to visit prisons to make sure they're running properly. She was very influential. If a prison wasn't running properly, her findings would usually find their way onto the national news, so she was very respected by prison governors and government ministers. She is convinced that for offenders who have committed non-violent crimes, projects in the community can be far more effective than prison sentences.
What those projects can do, if they're able to run well, is to help people deal with those issues in the real world rather than in prison. I've seen so many times, and everyone who's worked in prison has seen, people who come in and, you know, they say, I don't want to offend again, it's all going to be different. And of course you go back to the same old problems. And unless we deal with those problems outside prison, and unless we make sure that the agencies outside prison, not just the criminal justice system, but the health service, social services, the education system, are doing what they need to do, then prisons will continue to have those revolving doors.
So community sentences can help people to tackle their demons in the real world. But Graham Beach from the crime reduction charity NACRO admits that sometimes community sentences are simply irrelevant to offenders.
With community sentences, too many people drop out before they start, too many people drop out halfway through, and nowhere near enough people complete programmes at the end of the day. We have to make those programmes more meaningful and more relevant to the offender, and we have to ensure that more offenders complete those programmes.
So how can this be done? Graham Beach again.
We have to be working with prisoners to create and design services that actually do work, and that work for them, work for victims, and also work for the wider community, because what short-term prison sentences tend to do is make the process of rehabilitation more difficult.
So perhaps community sentences can help some people to change their lives more effectively than prison. But aren't community sentences also a bit of a soft option? Not according to Dame Anne Owers, the former chief inspector of prisons.
Many of the audience listening to this will possibly be nodding their heads. It's not difficult to serve your sentence on your bed if you're in prison. It's not very challenging. You don't have to take responsibility. It's much more challenging, actually, to confront your victim, perhaps, or to confront what you've done, and to confront the need to change, to make changes in your own life. I think what society wants, what I want as a member of society living in the inner city, is for people to be helped and assisted not to offend again.
John Thornhill, the magistrate, agrees that some of these non-custodial sentences can be very tough indeed.
We've got intensive alternative to custody projects. We visited their project in Manchester. We've got it in Merseyside. It's in a number of South Wales areas. They are challenging. In many ways, they're tougher than a prison sentence, because offenders have got to turn up 5 days a week at 10 o'clock in the morning. Now, if we can do that, And within those programmes, we are tackling the issues, the underlying causes of the offending behaviour, the alcoholism or the drug addiction, or indeed the housing or the benefits and all the other allied social issues. I think they could be far more effective in the long term, because we're helping offenders think about why they're committing these offences. Because in many ways, there's an argument which says, until you, the offender, wants to stop it, it won't matter what we do. So we need to support you, even at an early stage. So I'd like to see those tough, challenging, but tackling the real underlying causes of offending behaviour and supporting offenders to turn their own lives around.
Javed Khan again.
The prisoners I've met up and down the country talk about wanting to stop offending. You know, they want to find a new way of life. They often don't do it because it's a matter of choice for them. They have no other choice. And I would ask them that on their journey of rethinking what they do and what they don't do when they come out of prison is that they think about the impact that their actions have on victims. And there are many examples I could give you where, through good restorative justice, prisoners have come face to face with victims and understood the damage that they've done to people's lives and all of the, you know, periphery around their lives and so on. And that has given them a jolt. That's made them rethink about what they do and why they do it. And I would send a message out to all prisoners out there, think about the impact of your actions on victims.
So much for community sentences, but what about the people who do find themselves in prison today? What advice do our experts have for them? Dame Anne Owers.
If at all possible, find out what services exist outside. Make sure that you link in to something that can keep you on the journey that you've started in prison. If you've started towards getting clean of drugs, if you've started towards being able to get some help and support for mental illness, if you've started to think about relationships with your family and so on and so forth, if any of those things have been able even to start for you in prison on a short sentence, try and make sure that once you leave, you're linked into something that can help you walk that difficult path.
And leaving prison is the crunch time for most prisoners. Magistrate John Thornhill.
Many magistrates say the clang of the prison door when the prisoner goes in is a salutary lesson. I'm actually more concerned with the clang of the prison door when the prisoner comes out and they're left on Walton Lane in Liverpool and nobody's actually done anything for them. That is a sad reflection on our system. And for those offenders who are listening to me, if you have concerns about that, I share those concerns, because you should be getting something that prepares you for when you go out of prison, that deals with things like your housing, benefits. I mean, why should you have to wait for 3 weeks for the benefits to be restored? That's totally unacceptable. Or as I had an offender who'd come out having served half time, went to his doctor, and because he'd been in prison, had to restart the process of registering as a paranoid schizophrenic again. That's totally wrong. There should be straight continuation so that he could get his prescriptions the moment he'd served his appropriate time in the prison and come out. So we've got a lot of work to do there. And I support those who say we are not doing enough in the short-term custodial sentences.